Congratulations on the 22nd of Behmen, the victory of the Islamic Revolution. This great victory occurred on February 11th, 1979. So that's like 45 years ago. So sometimes people have a tendency to ask, what has the Islamic Revolution done for Iran practically? So we thought, why don't we talk about some of the progress that the Islamic Revolution has made since the year of 1979? How does 5 quick points sound? We'll provide the graphs, but you might want to go ahead and do some research as well. Number 1, life expectancy. So there's been a super high increase in the life expectancy of both men and women. And this increase occurred between 1960 and 2019. For women, it increased from 45 years to 77 years of life. And for men, it increased from 50 to 74 years of life. Can you believe how young people died before the Islamic Revolution? I mean, it's completely unbelievable. And while life expectancy usually increases with an increase of health and medical facilities, and that means that those have increased as well. That's pretty impressive. Number 2, access to drinking water. There's been a lot of increase in the population's access to drinking water. It went from 50% in 1975 to 96% in 2015. Is that believable? Can you believe that before the Islamic Revolution, only 50% of the Iranians had access to drinking water? And the 96% in 2015 is higher than the global average. I'm really glad about that because I get kind of thirsty. Number 3, access to electricity. There's also been quite a lot of increase in the share of the population's access to electricity. It went from 16% in 1977 to 100% in 2023. And that 100% is also higher than the global average. Actually, since 2014, every single Islamic Republic Iranian has access to electricity. That's cool, especially in those dark nights. Number 4, scientific production. Back in 1996, the Islamic Republic was ranked 5th in the MENA. And that stands for Middle East and North African countries. And guess what? In 2020, the Islamic Republic was ranked 1st. Smart, huh? Number 5, female professors. So there's been an increase in the number of female lecturers and professors and members of the scientific board in universities. In 1971, it was 14%. And in 2020, it was almost 35%. Well, that's cool, because it means more job opportunities for us ladies. Well, like the Salam Am Kulsoom kid says, that's all the time we have. But that shouldn't stop you from going and doing research, because you would not believe how much stuff has improved. In science, education, health and medical facilities, infrastructure, and there's a whole bunch of other cool and interesting stuff. So go and find out wherever you are.